The following podcast, Hanging Out with the Old Fellas, is made in Australia. For Australian conditions, engage handbrake when parking on incline.
A 9, 10, a 4, 5, 6.
Your last buck. It don't mean you're so down on your luck. If you've got friends and laughs and fun and stuff, then you've got more than all those people we have counted rich. So you got no cause to bitch. At least you've got your health until you start to smell, because you can't afford to shower or feed yourself.
How hot was that chili last night in the soup?
Face melting.
It was so hot, this morning Mrs. Shenanigan's backside fell off.
Disaster.
Sure did.
A sonic elephant. Imagine an elephant flying through space at that pace.
Greetings, Attrick lovers.
Yes, hello to the Old Fellas fan club.
The hangers.
The danglers.
We are the Attrick brothers.
I'm Barry.
And I'm not.
Oh, that's right, Jerry. Welcome, everybody, once again to episode one.
Yep, and the lead story this week, Baz.
Big, bold, capital letters right across your morning motion, Jerry.
The Gina Rinehart portrait.
Oh, yes, I know it well.
So you've seen it?
No.
Well, let me just get it up on the screen here. Yes, there's been a big, big hoo-ha, a big hoo-ha.
Is it Gina Rinehart's hoo-ha?
No. No,
thank goodness
no,
for that.
No, it's everybody else's hoo-ha.
That'd be down in the Mona Museum.
Probably, yes, it's in a special room down at Mona.
That's right.
No, this is supporters of Gina Rinehart wanting the portrait to be taken down.
And why is that?
Well, they're saying that it's not exactly showing her best side.
So what side is the photo showing?
Well, why don't we get it up on the screen and we'll have a look?
Let's have a look.
And if I can just encourage the listeners to do a bit of a Google search on National Gallery Gina Rinehart portrait wall. You'll probably find these. You can have a bit of a look yourself.
Yes, indeed.
Now, the story behind this, Baz, and this is where I get a bit upset.
Yes.
As a grandparent, okay? These pictures, and the Gina Rinehart picture is not up there by itself. It's a whole wall of portraits, different people. But the thing that gets me upset, Baz, is as a grandparent, all right, these paintings were painted by the great-grandson of Albert Namagiera.
Oh, right? Him.
Yes, Albert Namagiera was a famous landscape painter.
Right.
Aboriginal guy, and he used to paint these really beautiful paintings of outback Australia, and this is his great-grandson.
Right.
Having a bit of a go.
Yes.
At the portraiture.
That's what you want,
yes,
have a go.
Yes. And I think what's happened is someone from the National Gallery gone down to see his mum, all right, to talk about Albert, probably.
Mrs. Namagiera.
Mrs. Namagiera, yes. And they've spotted a bit of Vincent Namagiera, the great-grandson,
yes,
bit of Vincent Namagiera's work on the fridge.
Yes, right.
Yes. And they've said, well, we'll have a bit of that.
Piece of that.
Old Namagiera Vinnie. Name. Put it in the gallery.
Harmless. Put it up. Pride there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. And now everybody's going off their frickin' nut.
Oh, my God.
So if you were Vinnie's granddad.
Yes.
You'd
I'd
be, quite,
I'd be quite upset. Now,
quite
we've got
upset.
It up on the screen here.
Yes.
Baz, so bring your microphone across a little bit so we can both have a look at these portraits, okay?
Yes, right.
From the little grandson,
okay.
Having a go.
Having
okay?
a look. There's lots of portraits
lots
up there.
Yep.
We're seeing Kathy Freeman's
Kathy
arm.
Kathy Freeman, yes. great, nice shot of Kathy Freeman's arm.
Yes, very
yes.
much so.
Yes.
And there's a number of other people there
yes,
that
yes.
I don't quite know.
Well, that's Julia Gillard
oh, yes.
there. Yes. She looks a bit like our old English teacher.
Oh, Mrs. Bubble?
No, Mr. Bubble.
Oh, Mr. Bubble.
Yeah, right. You see the likeness now?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
right.
I can, particularly
yes.
with the necklace.
Yes, and the slim, dusty one down here.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
I reckon that looks like Harry Cooper.
Harry's Practice.
Yes, Harry's Practice,
oh,
the vet.
I used to love Harry's Practice.
It's either
used
Harry
to come
Cooper
on.
Or it could be Alice Cooper, I'm not sure.
Well, it's definitely not Alice Cooper.
No,
there's no,
no
Department
no,
of Youth
no,
there, that's
no,
for
that's
sure.
Just, no, very much so, yes. Yes, but anyway, in the middle, there's Adam Goods.
Oh, yes.
Now,
yes.
I've been a Swans fan for a while. I've got to say, it's not a great likeness.
No, something not quite right with that one. But he's got a Swans jersey on.
And so,
so up it goes on the fridge.
Yes, and the Queen looks like she's about to do 15 rounds with Mike Tyson.
The Queen actually looks more like Prince Charles than Prince Charles does, just quietly.
That's true, actually, yes.
Yes, maybe if we put the beard from Ned Kelly onto the picture of the Queen, then I'd have that on the fridge.
And the one of Angus Young up here, he looks like he's just done 15 rounds with Mike Tyson, doesn't
he? It's a bit like James Blunt, actually.
Yes. But the Gina Rinehart one, that's the one we want to talk about, okay?
So, well, I can't see anything there that looks like Gina Rinehart.
Oh, okay.
Not well, that I've seen Gina.
It's next to Adam.
Oh, right, yes.
Yes, it's the one on the, on the right-hand side
the one
of Adam
that says
Goods.
Gina.
He's got Gina on her head.
Yes.
That's right, yes. So, okay, I admit... Looks a little bit like, you know, one of those faces you'd try and put on a birthday cake.
You put it on a birthday... Well, actually, that's what it looks like.
Looks like a birthday cake after you've dropped it.
Right? After you've dropped it, yes. Yeah, and maybe trodden...
And then trodden in it,
In it, and then left
but
it there.
It's just a little kid having a go. The grandson.
Without
Vincent.
Good old Vinny.
I mean, I think the best one, I think, is probably Ned Kelly.
Yes, it is.
Because we actually don't know what Ned Kelly actually looked like.
No, it could be anything. Mm-hmm. He could have three eyes there and we'd have to go, we've only ever seen him with the...
With the big hat.
With the big hat.
With the Ned Kelly tin can on his head.
Yeah, that's all we've seen. So we just have to assume that it doesn't look anything like Heath Ledger either.
No.
So,
true. Yes. You know what he should have done? You know what little Vincent should have done to save all this controversy? He should have painted them all in Ned Kelly hats.
He could have done that.
Yes.
Then there would be no controversy.
There'd be no controversy
over Gina or... I haven't heard.
Portraits of a row of letterboxes, probably.
A row of Australian letterboxes.
That's right.
And here's Lionel Rose. Well, we have to take your word for that.
Yeah. A letterbox with boxing gloves
With boxing gloves, yes.
Yep.
Eddie Mabo with the beard on the letterbox. He's got his own little shop going now. He could go and sell all these Vinnie Namajira letterboxes.
Yep.
Letterboxes.
So, I don't know what's wrong with people.
You know what?
The little grandkid's having a bit of a go. Okay, he's in his 40s, but, you know, that's beside the point.
He's a grandson. He's someone's grandson.
Once a grandson, forever
always.
A grandson.
That's right. Yeah,
and if you're the grandson of Albert Namajira...
With a name like Vinny, he should just cut his ear off.
Oh, it's a bit drastic.
Works for Van Gogh,
didn't it? I suppose it did, yes. That's one way of getting a bit of notoriety as an artist.
Vinny Namajira.
Start just disfiguring your own head rather than the people that you're painting.
Poor Gina.
I wonder if he painted the backs of their heads on the other side of the canvas.
We can find out.
Go down there and rip a few off the wall.
Yeah, look, it's an age thing. We get away with a lot more because of our age now.
Well, we could actually do that and blame all the protesters who want to rip them down off the wall anyway.
Yes, we'll just get Norm the Visigoth to drive us down there in the bus.
Norm would go absolutely art-hateredly feral. Over this, wouldn't he?
He would. Well, it's funny because he's got a tattoo of Gina Rinehart on his arm.
Doesn't
it looks
look like
nothing
that.
Like that.
You mean apart from when he pulls a few of his bodybuilding poses?
Oh, if he squeezes it up, it does.
It
definitely looks like a cake that's been trodden on when he squeezes it up.
The only thing I can say, I don't suppose they're going to put that on a postage stamp anytime soon.
I don't think so.
No. And if they do, I'm not licking it.
No, I'd stay away from licking the back of Gina.
No, but good on Vincent. Bit of Kathy Freeman armpit, bit of the Queen going 15 rounds with Mike Tyson. The little grandson having a go.
He's just having a go. Bright brush and watercolours at primary school paints class.
Yes. He's got his little tin tray of square colour blocks, you know, dipping his little brush in the jar of water.
Yeah, and away you go.
Away you go. Yes. Next thing you know, your portraits are getting hung in the National Gallery.
Oh, the little cherub.
Little cherub, yes.
Grumpy's ginger beer. Outlandish refreshment in a bottle. I mean, after a day driving around, standing around and beating around the bush, I can go a cold one. Like, it's the beating around the bush that gives you a real thirst. So, one hand around the chilled neck of a Grumpy's original, tip it back and let gravity do the rest. I love gravity. Tastes like frosty ginger. Tomorrow, it'll taste like Grumpy's blueberry or ginger lime and bitters. Or Grumpy's cool chili. One thing's for sure, every day it'll taste like naturally brewed local fresh ingredients from grumpysgingerbeer.com.au. Everybody chill.
Next headline.
Next headline in the Morning Motion.
Yes, COVID new strain is called Flirt.
It's called Flirt.
It's called Flirt. Tell you what, it's found a home round here.
Flirt.
It appears to have infected Mr. Analofsky and Gertrude.
Does it make eyes at you so that you follow it when you get around the corner? It makes you sick.
Yes, I've had a few dates like that. I think it sort of lures you in with, you know, its sort of flirty eyes.
Yes, come over here and rub your tongue over this. Touch this and put it in your mouth.
Yes, lick this lounge.
Very sexy.
Lick the dining room floor.
You think you're having a great time and the next thing...
You got a thermometer in your mouth.
And a face full of snot.
Yes.
Well, there's been some nights I've had where I've woken up the next morning like that.
Oh, well, that's a good case of Flirt, isn't it?
Very much so. Look, it isn't just up the road. There's a store called Flirt.
Yes, maybe that's where you buy your COVID remedies.
Yes, the vaccine
is
in the Flirt adult store.
Yes.
Most of what's in there is insert only.
Yes.
To be taken orally.
Yes. Well, you know, if you want to cure the Flirt, you got to take it orally. And what happens is a bit of flirting and then in the middle of the whole thing you fall asleep.
That's pretty much it. So this disease actually might be okay for us
if we get
it. It'll
be all right around here, but out in the general public...
Oh, you don't want to be flirting and then falling asleep.
A bit of COVID flirt could be very dangerous.
Disgusting. Mm. Now, turning the page on your morning motion...
Yes, Baz?
Ticketmaster hack.
Oh!
What's that all about?
Oh, Barry, where have you been? This is the biggest hack in the history of hacking.
That's some hacking.
Well, apparently something like 20, 30, 40, 50 million people have had their personal bits hacked. And now all their concert-going habits are open to the public.
Oh, so people can see who's been buying Taylor Swift tickets.
People can see who's been buying Foo Fighters and who knows what. Now, my mole tells me that you've been buying up big on Taylor Swift tickets in Belarus.
Oh, I thought that was a secret.
Yes, well, I mean, what the hell's going on there?
Well, I actually thought about selling them online.
Ah, right, a bit of profiteering going on here, Baz.
Without a doubt.
Anyone who's got an airline ticket to Belarus, Baz has got your Taylor Swift ticket.
That's right. Come to Spindly Pipe. Well, I've already sold quite a few.
Have you?
I've gotten rid of three.
Have you? Well, that's a start.
Yes, I've only got to encourage the other seven of you that are listening...
To buy the other 6,000 tickets that you bought.
You just buy the plane right to Belarus.
Does that explain these strange letters we've been getting from the bank about your credit card?
Yes, because somebody's hacked into the bank.
Ah, I see, I see. Yes, I mean, we've just been making paper airplanes out of those letters, so...
We always have done.
Yes, and annoying Mr. Analofsky with them.
I
got a perfect bullseye the other day.
Did you now?
Yes, with that paper dart.
All you have to do is turn the TV on and he stands still. Makes it a lot easier
to aim for. You got to admit that there's quite a large target.
That's right. Mm. And then we sat there going, plane is down, plane is down. Analofsky Ravine, send help.
Oh, the Analofsky Valley, terrible. Now, what about these Harry Styles tickets you've been purchasing?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, you deny that?
Then maybe there's a hacker hacking Harry Styles.
Harry Styles' tour of Romania.
Yes. Maybe it's the grandkiddies.
Ah, could be Vincent.
Could Vinny. Vinny could have had words.
Vincent Namagira is buying up tickets to Harry Styles' tour of Romania in our name.
His next lot of portraits are going to be...
Oh, painted live from the concerts in Romania.
That's right.
Harry Styles in a dress or something.
The Ticketmaster hack. We'll talk to the grandkiddies about that.
Yes, yes. Well, this is the downside of, you know, purchasing all your tickets online like this. You know, you can't get a bloody ticket in your hand anymore. It's got to come on your phone.
That's right. You can't trust the phone. You've got to put it up extra bright.
Yes.
And then the machine doesn't work.
Yes. I had one grandkid had tickets to the Foo Fighter concert and ended up going across the road by accident and getting into the 50 Cent concert with his Foo Fighter ticket.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Bloody hackers.
That's a disgrace.
It is. It's weird. Now, small article in my morning motion... people are putting their coffee cups in the recycle bin.
In the recycle bin?
In the recycle bin. Talk about a bloody hoo-ha again.
Oh, you just chuck them on the ground.
Chuck them on the ground where they belong.
That's right.
Yeah, and people putting meat waste in the green bin. What is wrong with people?
Disgusting, the amount of coffee stuff cups in recycle bins and the amount of meat waste in the green bin. Even those that ate vegetarian meat were still putting it in the green bin.
Well, maybe the vegetarian meat belongs in there, who knows, but only before you've eaten it.
But that's exactly right.
The thing that worries me is that if the meat is so green it looks like it belongs in the green bin...
There's a problem. Yes.
Stinking up the entire neighbourhood.
Well, that sometimes happens to us when the family brings food. Because we're a little bit forgetful and just they bring it in and put it on the table and then you just forget that it's there.
Yeah, next thing the flies have blown it.
And it's just green and matron says she's going to throw it out, but it looks awfully familiar come dinner time.
Now, back page.
The back of your morning motion.
The back of my morning motion. Headline, Chelsea Hodges retires. Oh, I see. That's kind of the reaction Australia had, wasn't it? No. Our Chelsea Hodges.
Friend of the show. And friend of Vinny.
Yes, friend of
everyone's
Vincent
a friend of
Namajira, yes.
Yes, and very good friend of the show.
So who the bloody hell is Chelsea Hodges? Well, Chelsea Hodges was, up until about a week ago, Australia's foremost female breaststroker.
Oh, say that fast.
And Chelsea, you know, she's an Olympic gold medalist at the Tokyo Olympics.
Yes, she was. She was a wonderful swimmer.
In the 4x100 medley relay. One of the gold medals we won last Olympics and quite frankly, one of the finest moments of Australian sport. Kayleigh McEwen, you know, did the backstroke thingy and then Chelsea Hodges had to sort of hold her own against, I think it was Lily King. Oh, I hate Lily King. And then Emma McKeon dives in and just obliterates the field with her butterfly leg. And then the finest moment of Kate Campbell's career.
I hope she didn't have a butterfly leg.
No, she didn't have a butterfly leg. She swam the freestyle against a girl named Weitzel, bit of a legend over there in the Americas. Yeah, so Chelsea Hodges is going to retire because she's had hip and back injuries pretty much her whole life.
Oh, the poor dear.
Yeah, poor dear.
22.
And you know, that breaststroke kick, you know, the pain and the torture on your lower back and on your hips, you know, the outward turn of your feet and all that for the breaststroke. Not that I'm any sort of expert.
No, I'm certainly not.
No, but, you know, that can really just grind your gears, you know, year after year having to put up with that. So the poor girl, she's only a few weeks out from the trials.
Oh, right.
For the next Olympics, she's had to give the game away. So
do frogs suffer the same injury? Because it's a frog kick.
Yes.
I haven't seen too many frogs limping around with hip and back injuries from doing their kicking.
They probably do, actually, yes.
Out in the pond, Spindly Pines there.
Well, so they spend, you know, the first, three quarters of their life as a tadpole, so they've just got a tail that can...
Oh, yes, yes.
So that probably curbs some of these injuries that they might get as an adult frog.
Oh, so if Chelsea had been a tadpole, would be very
exactly,
different.
Exactly, yes. I mean, that's probably the downside of being human. You're not a tadpole for the first 10 years of your life.
Then don't swim breaststroke.
Yes.
We just could have had 3x100 medley relay.
Yes, could have. Just dropped the breaststroke.
Maybe that's something for them to think about in the future.
Yeah, maybe they should because, see, the breaststroke leg is the slowest of the medley relay, so it's the most boring, so just get rid of it.
There's a breaststroke leg and a butterfly leg. I've never seen them in the butchers.
Well, you know, you have your butterfly chicken.
That's right. You have your butterfly chicken, but never a butterfly leg.
How the bloody hell do they cross a butterfly with a chicken? I'm yet to see a butterfly lay a chicken egg.
Well, I'm yet to see a butterfly big enough to eat.
Right. Well, I'm yet to see a butterfly big enough to go the horizontal with your average Rhode Island rooster.
And I don't think we're going to.
No.
But poor Chelsea. She's 22. We're 80,
whatever.
She's got a lot of years of hip and back problems,
dear. Yes.
But by the time she gets to our age, she would have had 3 or 4. They just slip them out, slip them back in when they're done.
I tell you what.
Miss Titanium,
they'll
call her.
Even at 22, I reckon she's got a place in Spindly Pines.
She certainly has.
Yes, you're welcome to come over here, Chelsea, and hang out with the rest of us crocs.
And catch a dose of flirt.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, nasty. A dose of flirt. Yes, hang out with the rest of us crocs doing frog kick.
Stealing frog kick.
Yes. So, Chelsea Hodges, you're always welcome at Spindle Pines.
Yes, we've saved you a seat.